Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday Edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at building your foundation on a rock or on the sand based upon the story in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. As Jesus brings his sermon to a conclusion, he presents two choices to the listener. He illustrates those choices by talking about building a house on a rock or on sand. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. There are only two choices a person has when it comes to what actions they will take based upon what Jesus has taught. They will either act upon them or they will not act upon them. Those who act upon them are like a builder constructing a house on a rock. Those who do not act upon them are like a contractor building his house on the sand. The builder whose foundation is a rock is called wise. The contractor whose foundation is on the sand is called foolish. Solomon uses these two words often in his Proverbs. The wise are those who obey God's word. The foolish are those who do not obey God's word. Both houses will encounter the same weather events: rain, floods, and wind. The foundation, not the building, is the focus. Jesus is asking, will my teachings be the foundation for your life? When your life is over, the house of the listener who has acted upon the teachings of Jesus will not fall. It will not be destroyed. Some have pointed out that this is the third warning Jesus gives to his listeners, and they are correct. Jesus spoke of two gates, two trees, and now two foundations. He is stating the listener has only two choices. He is encouraging them to continuously follow his teachings because it will bring about eternal life. They will avoid eternal destruction. Today, we have the same two choices. The message of Jesus is available to everyone in our society. Some will choose not to hear the message at all. Jesus does not address this group in this story. Some will hear the message of Jesus and will decide to not act upon it. Jesus says these people will be destroyed. Some will hear the message of Jesus and will decide to act upon it. Jesus says these people will live. One final thought. This passage teaches very clearly that people are going to react to the teachings of Jesus. They're going to either reject them or accept them, not do them or do them. In either case, the hearer has a direct influence upon whether they will be eternally destroyed or live eternally. Those who are Christians need to encourage those who are not Christians to hear the message and act upon the message. Christians also need to continue to do what the message says because they want their house to stand. They want to be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
My only joy is you.
It's all that I need.
From